Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, hail, all from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
You know, I got to tell y'all, I just bought one of the hottest albums I've bought in a long time, man. That Chocolate Factory, that R. Kelly, he put it down. I mean, say what you want to say about his scandal, but the music is scandal-proof, you know what I'm saying? And any real fan of R. Kelly would have let that scandal stop him, because if you was paying attention to his music all these years, you might have seen it coming like I did. Go ahead, roll that video.
Yeah.
Said rolling around, sitting on doves, count my hours high on shrubs, cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it. Body is a portal party, and my pee got kicked. I'm a nice karate. I'm gonna pee on you, drip, 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 pee on you, pour on you, on you, on you. You never feel quite the same when you get a whiff of my Hershey stains. I want to pee in your food. Only thing to make my life complete is when I turn your face to a toilet seat. I want to pee on you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll pee on you. I'll piss on you.
Haters wanna hate. Lovers wanna love. I don't even want none of the above. I want to piss on you. Yes, I do. I'll piss on you. I'll pee on you. Won't you braid my hair? Won't you braid my hair? Before you fall, I'm gonna fall. I won't fall on you.
All right. Enough of all that peeing on people. Timmy! All right, beam on up, Timmy. Still up this motherfucking thing. It is Wednesday, Wednesday. Present Smoking in Progress. Smoking in Progress. And this is Smoking Progress. Even though I ain't gotten it right now, but yeah. It's all good.
Well, I feel you on that one.
Yeah, but you ain't got your delivery.
Say that again?
I mean, you got your delivery.
No, but I'm waiting on it right now.
Gotta be amazing, people, to have weed delivered to your door. I know you can be videotaping that every time. Look, Mom, it's coming again.
Actually, I'm out and about, so. But usually, yeah, they come to my home. I have medical, you know, the medical situation under control.
Yeah. What kind of is it a marked truck and shit? Like, do you know?
Is it what?
Is it a marked truck or a car or something like
no,
that?
No, nothing like that. No. No, it's just another fellow patient. You can have a designated grower.
Uh huh.
you're supposed to grow it. You're not, you can't sell it. So you can have a designated grower.
And they just grow it and give it to you?
Well, now. Come on.
Oh, right. I'm just saying, though.
Yeah, life was that good, you know.
So, but I'm saying it's not from like a corporation and shit, like Weed Corp. You know what I'm saying?
No. California has it set up. They have shops that you can go to. We don't have shops here.
Yeah,
every state is different.
Cali's
set up.
You got to do the eye print, eye scan, finger scan, and all that. Fuck all that. That's too much. It's smoking weed.
Don't have to do that. You just need a card, that's all, and that's go in.
Man, I see, on the little YouTube thing, in order to get that, they got the little thumb scanners. People ain't got to carry the card.
Well, they must have changed that since I was down there.
You put your thumbprint down, and then all your information will pop up. Or you do the eye retinal scan, and all your information will pop up.
Well, they changed it then because it was just a card that you used to have. And they got them practically on every corner. The shops.
Hey.
It's crazy.
Beautiful thing.
I'm going to be moving there.
I'm trying to get the fuck about it. If I go anywhere, it's going to be some shit. Wherever the fuck is freely to smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Out here, damn, is Dukenhurst.
Well, you better go to Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, though. You got to live there. You know what I'm saying? Amsterdam is a place to visit.
Well, you got a friend in Holland, your co-host.
Yeah. So, I mean, Amsterdam is just a place to visit. That ain't,
close to Amsterdam, but...
No, and that's like Germany.
But he's still in Holland, and he gets it. No problem.
Yeah, to me, Germany is a nice place to visit. But, I mean, with the water, the way their water's so fucked up, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's not a nice place to stay. Not as an American. Not with American ways and shit, you know what I'm saying? We take showers every day. They don't do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One is because of the water problem, you know. They have a hard, you got a lot of... lime scale build up in their water, so it makes the water real hard.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't, I don't know why they don't tighten up on the damn filtration system and shit. But like, they don't have water fountains and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
I know. I landed in Germany on my way to Greece, went all through Italy, and I was asking, do you have a drinking fountain? And I asked one of the military guys that had a gun. He was rude as hell. He's like, we don't have those.
Yeah, I'm not sure I got no damn water fountain.
Yeah, he looked at me like I was crazy.
Won't be leaving out of the airport. They normally will warn you, but that's, of course, they got no big signs up. Say, nine drunkie. To look around. Even in Italy, they didn't have a water fountain.
No, they don't. They have places where you can wash your hands. You can drink the water that comes out of the fountain if you want, but I'm not doing that. But in Germany, well, I needed water. I was dehydrated. I got really sick on the plane on the way over. It was my first trip ever. And I went to the hospitality area. I went to the hospitality area in the airport, and they gave me a bottle of water, and I was like, oh, yes, water. It tasted like salt water.
It's either like in the club, they serve you a bottle of water, like bottle of spring water, or they give you tonic water.
Does tonic water taste? I've never had tonic water. Does it taste like salt?
Yeah, they probably give you tonic water. That's what it was.
Oh, that was so gross.
Yeah, that's like seltzer water.
Yeah, it was not good.
Seltzer. Yeah, it tastes real, just plain with some like a salt kick to it. Probably had it actually be your drinks and shit.
See that, adding it to a drink with some sweetness, but not drinking it by itself, no.
Yeah.
What's on the menu today, Weed Day Wednesday? I'm not in the chat room. I don't know.
Actually, I'm waiting on my homeboy, my cousin to come through, and I'm typing up a lease. I'm actually leasing out my property and where I get a little hustle on. And hooking them back up with my cousin who brought into the business years ago. And you know, it's basically about, you know, smoke in progress, you know what I'm saying? Smoking in progress, you know.
I hear you. Yeah.
Trying to get some teamwork.
Work it.
Going on. You know, maximize the funds. Maximize the funds.
You sound like you're feeling a little better.
Yeah. Got out yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I tried to hit some herb, it just wasn't doing nothing for me.
Yeah. You been drinking your OJ and water?
Yeah, a couple of cups. Yeah. But I can breathe now, so, you know.
No buck for you.
Yeah. No, I gotta call my old boy for that, too, matter of fact.
Oh, you can go for that. Buck. I might cure it.
Hey, buck gone. But, yeah, what you got going on down? See, you rolling, say, rolling around town. What's that?
Well, I was handling business for my daughter at school, shopping, you know, grocery shopping. And now I'm just waiting on a friend.
What's she in, college or something?
No, this is my youngest. My oldest is already out of college, and my youngest is in middle school.
Oh, okay. You say shopping, though, right?
You know, shopping for food and got her a couple things. Out and about
in old Seattle. Well, I ain't got no nutty news to give you yet, so I don't know what's going on down there.
Well, it's raining here. It ain't nothing new in Seattle.
Got it.
Rain, go away.
Yeah.
Don't come back and chill, I say. Huh?
Yeah, freaked my homeboys out yesterday by the Google Worldview shit. Me and Fat, you know, we stayed on for a little minute talking about that shit, and then afterwards,
yeah,
I called up my homeboy and I was like, man, I see you. I mean, that shit there is just too crazy for me, man. Yeah, it's too fucking crazy for me. I mean, to the extent, you know what I'm saying, of how like front door action it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the
mm-hmm.
fuck was these cameras at? Or where the fuck are the cameras at?
They everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? That's what makes you like.
I got a link on my Facebook if you look, and it shows you all over. I mean, they got it everywhere. You can. I'll post it on your Facebook. You can check it out. You're gonna be like, whoa, this is way too much.
But is it live? I see that the
clips
from Google World
yeah.
View are actually, like, outdated. They probably about a year.
No, it's live. You can look in downtown New York. You can look on Miami Beach. You can go to London.
Oh, yeah, they got one of these World Cam, like worldcam.com. You know, resort and all the downtown, that's where all those camera views are coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm talking about, like, where the fuck did your goddamn view come from that's showing my motherfucking lot and my van?
Oh, your neighborhood? Okay, well, you know what Google did. They hired people to go from neighborhood to neighborhood, from block to block, and they took pictures. I even saw them. I was so livid when they went and did that. I was so mad. They parked in the street, got out of the car, and took a picture of my house. I was like, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? And he's like, oh, I work for Google. Get your ass on out of here. You already got the shot.
Yeah, you're a little too late for that, you know what I'm saying? Because they tell you where it might be. Well, I don't know. I didn't see, except for that one shot with Fire and I, it was two women standing outside and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when I went to Africa, I see two little, well, I see a black kid and I guess the mother standing outside. So I'm like, wow, man. Shit, that's fucking crazy. You know, which still brings to the question. If you got all them damn images, how can you all feel, how do people, well, people don't even know, so that's why people are still comfortable. But then, you know, that'll be like people stop wanting to comfortably come outside and do certain things. You know, i.e. sunbathe outside. You know what I'm saying? You know, go topless. I don't think people at nudist beaches would give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're nude anyway.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
Give a damn. But, you know, people who really want their privacy respected, that shit's out the door, people. That is out the door. I was taking a piss last night. I thought about it. I started waving and shit. Like, hey, there's somebody's watching, goddammit. Hey.
Taking a piss where? Outdoors?
Yeah, fucking right. Shit, that's the goddamn world of the bathroom.
Well, they got you. They got you.
Goddamn world is a bathroom. I don't know what channel you want to see goddamn a smelly penis, but it's on somebody's cam. Shit, it's on somebody's cam. I was like, damn, man, that's so crazy. Everything outside is under
the It's too crazy. It's NWO.
Not really. I mean, hell, you
New World Order on the way.
You got to kind of, I don't know. I guess you got to think of it a couple of different ways. You ever watch the Truman Show with Jim Carrey?
That was crazy.
Not crazy. Just look at your life as the Truman Show. In the end, you wake up and find out, oh, damn, all this fucking time, these motherfuckers been monitoring to me. All the sneaky shit that I thought I'd been doing outside, they've been watching.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So then when you start thinking about the biblical and all this, with Judgment Day and all this, who's talking about? You know what I'm saying? Who you talking about is going to be a judge, though? These punk motherfuckers watching you through a goddamn cam and shit? You know what I'm saying? Playing out your story, and then when you get down to the end of the story, you know what I'm saying? They open up some fucking fake ass pearly gates and shit, and you walk on through and shit.
We gotta know the difference, okay?
Well, I'm just saying.
You know.
Some people will fall for that shit. I see the bright white light. Motherfucker, please, why are you still fucking alive?
The world is getting crazier by the minute.
It'll be a special day. You start realizing.
I wonder who that is.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa.
I don't know the response to that yet. Konnichiwa. What's happening, my brother?
Not much. Just got home. Can't stay for the entire show. Still have to go to the store to get something to eat, and I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for freaking everybody the fuck out with the world is falling and shit. The sky is falling.
Huh? What?
Oh.
You know, the world, Cam.
Google no personal.
The sky is falling?
Yeah, you don't remember that story from back in the day, or was that just an American line?
I guess that's an American line.
Okay. Yeah, they lied to us like that back in the day. They told kids that fucking story. The sky is falling. Why would you tell some fucking kid? That is not a kid's story.
Yeah, that's
with a kid's open and vast imagination, why would you tell them that the goddamn sky is falling?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, but that was an old fable that kids brought up on. It was told at this young age. And I don't even know if that came
Wasn't it a little chicken? Wasn't it a little chicken that was screaming?
Yeah, it was a disguised fault. But regardless, if it was a goddamn frog, if you're teaching that to kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What the kids are misinterpreting that, you know what I'm saying? Hell, they your lying talking about, well, goddamn Christopher Columbus discovered that the fucking world was flat. I mean, shit, this fuck kid. I don't really see how we learn education.
What about Ring Around the Rosie? Teaching kids to sing that song. That's about Europe and when they had the plague and people were dying.
What?
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. That's what it means. That people are dying all around you from the plague.
What a friendly and nice song.
You know what I'm saying? Get taught to your youngins. That's get taught to
your
2 to 3 year old.
Careful music.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is what they're teaching your children. Yeah.
What about the little Dutch boy that put his finger in the dike?
Yeah, also a myth. If you can find anybody that can withstand the force of water with just his finger, yeah, not possible.
What, they'll put it in the dike? What the hell is that?
Put it in the dike, a little hole.
A dike is a dam.
When a dam.
A dam, yeah, something like that, to keep the water from rising into neighborhoods and stuff like that. Next to rivers.
So he saved the neighborhood or something by sticking his finger?
Yeah, there was a little leak in the wall, in the dam, and he went over and put his finger in it and saved.
Well, that's
that
not
sounds
possible.
Like Teen Spirit to me. You know what I mean?
If there's a leak in a dike, it will expand very fast.
I would think if it's a leak in the dike and you stuck your finger in it, you know what I'm saying?
Promote this artist.
She would like that. But, hey, I don't know how to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Which dike you talking about?
I thought that would be a happy Dutch boy. You know what I'm saying? I got my finger in the dike. You know, my thumb is in the dike.
He stuck his dick in the dike. More like it.
Or the mashed potato. Stuck his dick in a mashed potato. It's going down, people. What's happening in the building? Mr. DJ Party Time is going down. What's happening?
Get you on the air now.
Ooh.
You got no
my bad. You are.
Hey,
813, what's happening? Okay.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
That ain't simple.
Well, I had it. Welcome to the Shizzo. What it do, don't do. Man, let me get my
what about the Jay Spell Superman?
Who that was happening?
What's up, smell so good?
Hey!
It's 4th Party Time Live in the flesh. You know how we do it, 8-1 Trio on the map. You know what I'm saying? We got my boy MP.
One thing straight, actor, I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Oh, sorry, that was timid right there. What's happening, man? What we got off up in this Moodermaker, man?
We got DZ Entertainment in the building right now, straight from the 305. Just gave us some new music, so we're gonna go ahead and present it to WDGE Radio Live. You know what I'm saying? Got my boy here live in the fit down here. I'm like, man, 813. You know, we getting bad, man. You know what I'm saying? But the boys from 305 representing, showing love to the Tampa Bay area. So you know what I'm saying?
Just out those 305 that came and represented over the weekend for the 813 freestyle battles and ripped old Nino from New York a new asshole, you know what I'm saying? They're really repping
hey,
up, you know.
Hold up, man.
What's that? What did you do, homie?
I'm out here in these streets, man. Hands on, you know how they go.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. You down here visiting from the MI or what?
Yeah, I'm down here visiting promotion. I'm on my promotion thing. I'm heavy in the streets right now, man. I'm out here marinating this thing like this. I got a couple thousand CDs, and I'm going to let all the shit know I got them. Everything. Oh, over here, bro. I really am. I'm really certified, bro. I bought it to homeboy. I had a gas station here. DJ Party Time. And he just showed me some love and shit. So I'm going to just give a shout out to the whole Tampa Bay area, man. Everybody in the 813. Support, showing the love. You feel me?
Definitely. Now, are you indie? Are you independent? You ain't signed or nothing? You doing this self-grind right now?
Yeah, man, I'm signed to myself. Mixtape is hustle-holic. Signed, self-grind. You feel me? I got my own money behind myself, bro. I read a couple of checks on myself. You feel me?
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you got on the line right now. You got Washington and My co-host is in the Netherlands, so I, you know, right now, this is the international show you call it to, you know what I'm saying? We're based out of Florida, but, you know, we connect you with the world, you know what I'm saying? We'll connect you with other neighborhoods, unless they're in another country, goddammit. And, but definitely, man, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up with the music if you, you know, make sure you get the show information, because on Fridays, I do Featured Indie Artist Friday, you know what I'm saying? Call in, get your interview, we preview all the music, you know what I'm saying? Get you some feedback from the world and everything, you know? And that's the most important thing is feedback. You know, you
talking about that.
But are you selling your units? That's the main thing. Are you selling your units? Understand giving some away.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm telling the kids. I'm giving some away. That's what all the beggars, all the days in the city. I'm giving to the street candy, my corporate stand, my farmer back here. Yeah. Everybody who wants their music right now. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Side Night, Miss Helene, y'all got any questions y'all want to ask?
Are you coming on the show Friday?
This is Miss Heavenly Angel out of Seattle, Washington. She wanted to know would you be on the show Friday, but really that'll probably be like next Friday because I need like at least a week to promote. You know what I'm saying? To promote you actually coming on the show.
For sure,
I can do that, man. My schedule definitely open.
You're breaking up. Can't hear you.
Yeah, I definitely Friday.
How long you gonna be in town?
I've been in town for a couple of weeks. I'm from over here, man. When I hit it, I hit it hard. I'm up here.
So you moving state to state, or what's your plan?
Man, we're up Texas, Atlanta, Sacagawea, St. Louis, Chi-Town, Midwest. All that, man. I came up Miami like a couple of days ago. I've been moving around, man.
Yeah, because I got to connect up in Kentucky, a comedian friend of mine. If you're really trying to, you know, really step outside the box, I need to get down there my damn self. And,
right.
But I'm looking for, you know, regular game entertainment looks for independent artists that's looking for exposure and network. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got connects that hell can get you shows anywhere. But, I mean, you got to have the heart and the will, you know what I'm saying, to want to get there.
Right,
no problem. Yeah, so, I mean, I got a homeboy at San Jose, California, named Goofy Bone, who's another artist, Mexican dude, but you wouldn't know that, you know what I'm saying? You know, until you meet him, you still wouldn't know that because of the way he carries himself, you know what I'm saying? But he can get you shows in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? All up on that end, you know what I'm saying? All up on that end, Cali, Oakland, all around that area, you know what I'm saying? That's the stuff,
right?
So you're trying to really get out, you know what I'm saying? That's what I always push for you to get the fuck out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? Your music is only going to be so hot as the motherfucker going to make it. And if people feel like they know you, they ain't going to make you hot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People that don't know you are the ones that make you hot. Like this radio show, you know, Tampa ain't make this radio show hot. You know what I'm saying? It's the world. Everybody who you're talking to from the world. Different cities, different countries, different states. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes this show, you know, a worldwide radio show. You know what I'm saying? But that's
right.
The goal. That's how your music needs to be pushed. It needs to be pushed way out beyond what you can reach. If you can push your music to where only the people that you can tangibly give it to, you know what I'm saying, you still eliminate yourself. You know, we got the worldwide internet to get your shit. Goddamn Bucharest, you know what I'm saying? If that's where you know, really want to push it to, you know, shit, in India, you know, fuck it, you know, Afghanistan, you know, you can send your shit to war right now, you know, bitch out there in the field fighting the war, listening to you know what I'm saying? I don't know how that makes you feel, but I'm just saying.
You got thousands of listeners, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what's up, man.
From around the world.
Which is the
point. I'm handing this fan back over to DJ Hall for the time right now, man. I will get your information, man. We will link up and do some things, man. That's for sure.
All right. Well, this show's from 12 to 2, so after 2 o'clock, I'll be down on the corner, 34th and Chelsea Street. If you're still riding around in the area, you know what I'm saying, make sure you swing by, because I have a little music set up, you know what I'm saying, and I play your music out there on the spot.
All right, what's up?
Tell you how we you have to see it to believe how we do it down here. We do it a little bit different down here.
Oh, now from the bottom, man. I already know how I go down, man.
Yeah, we do it. Y'all got the pirate radio, we got the pirate block, you know what I'm saying?
What's up?
See, it's only one of us. It's only one of us that holds down like that.
What thriller, man. My dog just called Five, man, you know what I'm saying?
What?
I got his keys and everything. Bro, when he jumped, I got him.
Yeah, definitely. And if you get down, do you get down with the freestyle? You freestyle and shit?
I freestyle, but right now, I mean, y'all got a freestyle show or something?
Yeah, we do. We got the little thing popping off, like, you know, Smack TV and Grind Time.
Okay.
The little freestyle battles, you know what I'm saying? So we just wrapped up Orlando versus Tampa. You know what I'm saying? We had Orlando, Tampa, New York, and Miami. All was in the building. You know what I'm saying? Balling. I mean, shit crazy. You got to go on YouTube, youtube.com, /813battles. But later on, I'll give you all the information. I ain't really concerned with that. And then, but you can see how we really getting down. And then I got a website set up so you can actually go and vote. So, I mean, but the purpose is just more exposure and networking. You know what I'm saying? Because after we get the freestyle battles out the way, then we're going to drop the freestyle battle mixtape. So it's not really freestyles, it's just whoever got the hottest bars, you know what I'm saying, shit that's written. But then that's so we can be pushing it in four different areas, you know what I'm saying, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, and New York. One mixtape. With all these artists on. So that's where we at right now. But that's on there. But yeah, I'm going to get up with you a little later on this afternoon. That'll be what's up. I'll link up with you.
The love, man, the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Getting the music and my name out there, man, my brand, what I'm saying.
Uh-oh, door bell, back line, be right back.
I'm
all right, you know, that's
the radio show number, I'm going to send you the emails, and I'm going to send you the link so you can uplink your information, your phone, so you can uplink it to our show, and we can have your music played on the show. We do have a live stream. Okay, well, all right, that's what's up. What's your name again? Okay, I got you. We finna play your shit now, cause we finna go rolling. What's up, baby? Chillin', what you up to?
Yeah, I'm gonna play it now, unless you gonna upload it and send it to me.
What you talking about? I just
think that's fine. That's shit. We finna play it now, even though we ain't got the music.
Oh, I'm still over there. I'm trying to go for the
Gemini. What the hell, you say his name was Deezy, right? Deezy. Shout out to Deezy. What's up, Rusty Marling?
Party time.
Yeah, Rusty. Okay, this is the best legend has it that there was once a small boy who, upon passing a dyke, and we're not talking about the lesbians that we all like around here, good old U.S. people, not to be confused, on his way to school noticed a slight leak as the sea trickled in through a small hole, knowing that he would be in trouble if he were to be late for school. The boy pocked his five. What? Oh. Okay, my bad. This is the cyanide. My bad.
Sorry.
The boy popped his finger in the hole.
Did you read the last few lines her wrote about that? It's actually
yeah,
a story.
I just stuck with you.
It was actually a story made up by an American writer, and it's known all over the world,
yeah.
But not so in the Netherlands, and few people that know it, probably found out through Americans.
Man, that's Americans make up all this old fag-ass fairy tales, just like motherfucking Fosters. It's Australian for beer. It's a motherfucking lie. They don't even drink this shit in goddamn Australia. Every time I had my co-host on, I used to rag the shit out of it. She was like, we don't drink that piss shit down here. They don't even have that shit here. That is not our country beer. It's not no fucking Foster's. You know what I'm saying? So all that's just whatever America wants you to believe. Telling lies through their motherfucking vision. You know what I'm saying? Keep listening to their headlines. God damn it, that's where your head gonna be at. So, god damn, hold on, people. I got, what the hell is this 646 double number in here? Alright, well, beam some more than that because I've been here. And the word, the language for the month is Japanese, people. Konnichiwa, bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, what up?
I heard you come through the phone, Rich.
What be happening, bro?
Like some schoolboy bitch.
Yo.
How you be, man?
Yo.
Yo, brother. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how it be going, man? What up?
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
We'll be, man.
What's going on, bitch?
We're looking for black penis. We want a black
penis.
We want
a
black dick.
We're a couple of gay black brothers, man.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
I want to get some black dick up my black hole, motherfucker. Who's gonna stick some?
Roll that big black sack on the microphone there, brother, for me, could you?
Hello there.
Amanda Huggincats. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggincats.
Hey, stop it with the sound. Hey.
Amanda Huggincats.
Yo, man. Yo.
Chillin' with the sound effects, man.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Chilling with the sound effects. Let's talk brother to brother.
Yo, motherfucker, you gonna give me some big old black dick to suck on or what, bitch?
I'm gonna give you,
What you got?
Give me some. No way. Hold on, I got something for you.
Why don't you whip out that big black dick and put it in my mouth, motherfucker? Or suck it.
I'll stick my tongue in your black bunghole.
I want some chocolate in the life, my man.
You got a stinky black bunghole?
Hey! This is Weed Day Wednesday.
Yo, motherfucker.
Weed Day Wednesday, people.
Spread those black butt cheeks apart. I want to lick that shit, man.
I want to pee in that black asshole.
Enough games, man.
Round of applause, people.
Start talking dirty, bro.
What's with them stupid sound effects, motherfucker?
Yo,
stuff them up your ass so that the next time you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Yo, man, let's speak man to man. Let's do some fucking and sucking.
All right.
Did you just get out of prison?
You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay.
But for some reason, I had the idea he was not talking to me.
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Yeah, just to let you know, caller.
Uh-huh, it's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist, on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
I ain't like everybody else. Hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I'm so let it slip. Wild and to the organ. How you laying in the church, but a great organ. And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a
when the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. Cause I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me, that nigga, I'm a bitch. I ain't scared to die. I'm a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else.
Better. Thank you, special friends. Goddamn fag.
Somehow it seems to brighten up my day.
Special friends, yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big vibe right here on the only motherfucking station on this goddamn Blog Talk Radio Network, period, that welcomes you punk-ass motherfuckers to call in to my goddamn show and all the crazy.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah,
can you dig it?
Yeah, no. And I did forget to get a motherfucker some awards. Because I was so motherfucking into playing all my goddamn groovy shit for him, you know what I'm saying? I meant to get an award while he was here. But of course, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? We'll do that another time. And we'll be prepared for him the next time. Alrighty. Make sure you prank callers out there, man. You can listen to the archives, pranking my archives and shit. 347-237-5125. Here's the number to be all the way live. Remember, people, we are uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? You will be heard around the world. And I mean
the world.
Yeah. I don't know who that was.
That was me.
I'm wondering, was that Rusty?
No, no, no.
Rusty. Rusty. You know Rusty?
No, I've never seen him before. Was that the guy on the phone talking crap?
Oh, no, he just said he was on the phone, so you know I can figure out. What it was, 646-313-2000?
What did he say he wanted the dick up his ass? I have a baseball bat, I could try
that. There
you
go, 646-313-2000. No, I was going to call him back anyways. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how to do. You know, I call you.
Call him back.
That's the great thing about this switchboard. You know what I'm saying? No, you already called back in. Go ahead and beam him back in and shit. I forgot to give you some awards for you.
He's fresh out of prison.
Yeah. Hold on, brother. Bring you back in. Yo,
man.
There he is.
Yo.
Yo, we're still looking for some black dick over here, man.
Yo.
Don't be a tease.
Yo.
You're being a fucking tease, man. Talk dirty now. Let's hear it.
Oh, we can do that.
Yo,
let's hear you talking dirty, man.
He's lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Man, stop hiding behind those sound effects and talk dirty to me, bro. Come on.
Dirty. You want me to get dirty?
Let's get some gay. Let's get some gay black shit going on here. Let's get gay, man.
Hey. First of all, how do you know I'm black, man?
What? Which one of us is you talking to, bro?
How do you know I'm black?
I can tell you. I don't care if you're black. I just care if you got a cock. As long as you got a cock. As long as you got a cock, I can suck.
Why the fuck, man? Hey, man. Like, why the
fuck are you calling my show, man?
You could be pink and purple as long as you got a big cock, I can suck, man.
Hey, dude.
What? Yo, yo, yo.
Dude, that's not cool to call it to my homeboy show, man. Okay, that's fucking, like, rude, man. What you're doing, man, is, like, rude, okay, man? Are you are you fucking hearing me, dude? Okay?
I've been listening, man. Go ahead.
I will fucking come and rain on you, man. I will shit on your parade, man.
I love to be shit on, man.
You fucking know whose show you're on, man.
I want to be.
Let me get the camera.
I want to be shit on.
Fucking, hey, babe, pull out the fucking camera. Yeah, let's fucking film this shit.
Get the camera out.
Yeah.
Pick a big dump on my chest, bro.
Mark it, babe. Mark it.
Google, baby. Google worldview this guy. That's what you do, okay? Google worldview this guy. Yeah, that's worth one fucking fire.
Listen, bend over. I got a big black strap on for you, baby.
Yo, I want some cock, man.
Babe,
I ain't playing around. Man.
If it's 646,
I ain't playing either. Bend over.
Hey, I'm bend over right now, man.
Bend over, baby.
You come get me
like a man. No, take it like a bitch.
I got my butthole spread right now.
Shit on your parade, man. I want you
to shit
parade
in my mouth.
I want you to get tested for AIDS first.
Yo, this is his husband, man. I'm fucking him in his white ass right now, wishing for your big black dick to come down my gut, motherfucker.
Hey, man, I gotta bring your partner up here. My bad. Hold on.
Let me tell you something, man. I'll fuck you and I'll fuck that hole you with right now, that dirty ass black ass hole. I'll pull my big black dick out of your big black ass.
Let me see something real quick. Okay, now talk. No, that's not funny.
What's the problem? You got a little dick and you looking for a big black one or what?
Why are you going to call into the show to hear yourself, though?
Which one of us is you talking to?
Yo, that was too crazy for me, man.
That's the way I like it,
man.
I
will call you back anyways, man. I will call you back, brother. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hell, I'm high anyway. Like, I don't give a shit. Hey, your whole family to call me this motherfucker, man. I got love for him. I got love for him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Where's that porno music?
Yeah, let me send a little something out.
You need
out
to get appropriate.
For my 646 homies out there. What, ain't that New York area code, 646?
Not mine.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's a New York area code. Oh, don't get scared now. He's homing in on us. He's homing in on
New York
ho.
646 is New York, indeed.
Yeah, I figure. Yeah, as soon as we said that. Oh, shit, they're fucking pinpointing us. I don't give a fuck about you slow.
What was the number, 646-232-2000?
Yeah, no, 313-2000. It's probably a blog talk number. That would have sounded like old goddamn blog talk number.
Give him a call, baby. Give him a call.
It's listed. Did you get a call from 646-313-2000? Read the post below to find out details. This appears to be drunk. Identify a number for calls made from Sirius Radio New York headquarters.
You bullshit.
Well, I got a link right here for you.
What did it say? Say it again.
But because that sounds like a radio station number. Because, you know, Sirius Satellite Radio uses the same, numbers as Blog Talk.
This
same
appears to be a drunk identifier number for calls made from Sirius Radio New York headquarters. Call it back. Please call it back.
Come on,
we're calling
now.
It back, dude. We're calling it back. Here we go.
He's about to get it good, baby. they must have listened to your show before, obviously.
Please check the number and dial again.
I shouldn't have to do the one. That's how I do this, you know, *67 to block the number and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Matter of fact, I tell you what, hold on. I tell you if it's a real number or not, call for myself. Serious satellite radio. Call my radio. Think you gonna motherfucking fuck up this shit. You got the right one, baby. Like goddamn soda. Shit. Right.
We was just getting warmed up.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even find my special shit to put on.
Let me get the lube, baby. Let me get the lube.
Damn. You got warm. Get them warmed up and get them sitting on back. Yeah, y'all sit on back. Shit, we waiting for y'all, man. People just don't even know. Spring callers make the weed head day. And this is Weed Day Wednesday, too? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, you picked the right day. You picked a beautiful day to call in for.
I also have a few people that said, they are handing out prizes, and if you get a call from that number, better answer it. So you might have won something.
You want a dick. Big black dick.
I'm pretty sure I was.
Just what you always wanted.
All right, here we go, people.
A mini get you a mighty 2-millimeter dick?
It says temporary.
Probably.
It says on the... Hey, pop that in the whatchamacallit, into the...
The chat?
Yeah.
What should I put in there?
Whatever that... Is it a link for it?
Do we have a link? The first link I found.
Morning, Carla.
You will find some info there.
All right, hold on one second.
Timmy!
Be my old boy. Oh, man. Goopy boy!
Did I win?
Just in the cup.
Did you come to join the party?
Did I win?
Yeah, you want an annoying gay guy?
He's looking for some big black dick.
Damn, you just missed it, man. We just had the back to back.
I got some big old neck.
You might substitute for that.
Where's all the ladies at? Where's the ladies at?
Well, the whores just left the line. They might call back in.
Okay. Hey, Smelly, what's poppin', brother?
Man, enjoying the day with these motherfucking prank callers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got and, prank callers on deck?
Yeah, we got it from a 646-313-2000. This appears to be a drunk identifier number for calls made from Sirius Radio's New York headquarters. They were probably calling, I had 1-8, you might want to answer. Oh, okay, some people, goddammit, I don't know, Sirius XM Radio, so what, I want to know, okay, is Rosie O'Donnell's radio show, hell no. I don't believe that one, now.
No.
Okay, well,
that don't make
what?
Radio
station. That don't make no sense at all. How the fuck Rosie O'Donnell, like?
Well, I guess it's a number that multiple radio hosts could use, and you will see the same number go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's try it out.
So what happened to... Hold on, I just got here. So you got some crank callers from Sirius Satellite Radio calling us.
646-313-2000.
Yeah, they want to suck some big black dick. Now, the only thing I was wondering, and I had Tony threw him off. I said, well, how do you know I'm black?
Hello?
Yeah, then I had to put my California voice on. You know what I'm saying? I had to go California on. You know, hey, dude. You know, dude, we're not. Don't bring your ass on my dude show, man. I will fucking rain on you, man. Fucking rain on you.
Oh, my God. Raining. And I bet you... Hey, I bet you...
Oh, man.
I bet fag said, well, is it raining men?
Oh, man. That shit was funny, man. That shit was too funny for me, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, what's up? Why don't we look? Because I'm driving. I'm sorry, people. I got to do some illegal activities to make my money. But why don't we call Sirius Radio or find a show on Sirius and let's prank call the fuck out of them?
What do you think that I'm doing right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm just out here, people.
I'm on the website as we speak, trying to find out who the fuck is live right now, goddammit.
Help a Mexican out, I'm sorry.
One of these sons of bitches is live. Listen online now. Okay, yeah, I want to listen online.
Hey, can I give a quick shout-out to my realtor?
He said your realtor. Okay.
Shout-out to Frank Oliver. Phone number is 408-472-4700. Frank at vividestates.com. That's my realtor, people. He's trying to get me a 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath for $899,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Call me stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, man.
I wish Heavenly Angel made me some mashed potatoes so I could stick my dick in them. If you know what I'm talking about.
But they got to be warm.
Well, she's fell out the loop. Sorry, people.
She fell out the loop? She's not lying with the company?
Well, no, because she actually made it home, so she's signing in. You know what I'm saying?
She barely made it home. Okay.
She's online right now. She's online. She's going to help out in the...
people out there who got poison oak like me.
Poison oak?
Yeah, you didn't know Groovy Bone got bad poison oak all week?
What the hell is that?
You don't know what the fuck poison oak is?
Oh, you mean like the poison ivy type shit? Calamari ocean beef.
Yeah.
How you get that?
Some dog tried to kill Boone, who's a big old wild pit bull bitch, and fucking she rushed his ass, and Boone's bit her, and then when she came to rush again, she hopped over my leg, and I tackled that motherfucker down, and I was about to stab this dog, and the motherfucking owner came and said, please don't kill my dog! And the next day, you know, I have flea bites, singing their flea bites. Then the next day after that, boom, it's poison oak. That motherfucking dog had poison oak.
Oh, I had it on him. Oh, okay. So what you use, calamari lotion?
Yeah, so I'm sponsored in part by CVS Calamari Itch Relief Plus. Go out and get your calamari lotion. Make sure it's Itch Relief Plus, because that is the lotion that'll get you back in motion, if you know what I'm talking about, bitches. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Goddamn 100.
Look at that.
220 motherfucking shows, man.
140 shows all around the world?
No, 220.
220.
Well, find a comedy one. Find a comedy one, and we'll fucking call him right now.
Okay, this is News Talk. Got News Talk, Sports.
Come on, people. We ain't going to be attacking the news, people. Come on. Sirius Satellite News. Fuck you, motherfucker.
All right, here go entertainment. Okay, let's look for entertainment.
Oh, man. Sorry, people. I'm having a good one.
The Cosmo Radio, nah, Gay and Lesbian Radio, that might have been the OutQ Gay Radio. It might have been who called them.
Can we listen to it online?
Yeah.
Or you have to have the serious shit.
Well, nah, it's got a play button. Let's see. It says listen online. Let's find out.
When I look at the entertainment section, I see Jets Place live. I guess that's not it.
Well, you gotta sign up for this shit.
Yeah, like I said, you gotta have a serious account, don't you?
Oh yeah. But then you then it asks you, do you have a radio? And then like, no, I ain't got no radio. So.
I'm not a serious for radio shit.
Well, you can try it for free for 30 days.
Now, what the hell shit is that? I ain't finna go through all that shit.
Let me see what happens if I click. 30-day VIP trial. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, no
out,
restrictions,
out.
No limitations, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Hey, Smelly, so Smelly, you telling me when you call that number back, it don't go nowhere?
Yeah, it's just a dropped out number. Wow, yeah, this does say regular radio is Rosie Radio. She's on Saturdays 5 to 7. Okay, then you got the Morning Jolt with Larry Flick, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then you got Frank DeCaro Show, 11 a.m. to 2. And that's from Entertainment Capital of the World, well, 200 FM anyways. Comedy show that's 99% fact-free and 100% hilarious. Flamboyant Funny Man, Frank DeCaro from The Daily Show, and Martini Dry Sidekick Doria Biddle in Los Angeles. Welcome a stellar guest list.
That's a big
scam. That sounds like them.
The free
that
trial.
Sounds like them.
You fill in a username, a name, and email address, and after that, they ask you for your address, your city, your state, your zip code, your card.
Yeah, they
going
to ask you for the whole fucking
number. Fuck that. I haven't got a card. I will never have a card. And, yeah, I'm not even in America. I can't select that.
Well, you're just shit out of luck, aren't you, Cyanide?
What did you say?
I said you're shit out of luck.
yeah, pretty much.
Frank DeCaro Show. Damn it, man.
Is it right now?
Huh?
Is that Frank DeCaro guy? Is he on right now?
Yeah, he's on from 11 to 2, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, let's call his ass up and prank that motherfucker.
Well, that, no, I'm trying to find a phone number for him.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah.
I apologize for the...
You know I'm about. What? Shit.
Let me apologize to the audience. I haven't been laid in 2 days. So Goofy Bone is kind of going on a psycho fucking tour. I'm fucking psycho right now because of this Poison Oak shit. I haven't been late. I've had 9 opportunities from different women. But once I tell them I got Poison Oak, oh, they hang up the phone.
Hold on. I got somebody who wants to talk to you, Poison Oak. I mean, Goofy Bone. You're speaking with Poison Oak, live from San Jose, California.
Hello.
Yes, caller.
It's Poison Oak.
Is your boy back or what?
It's just you, my bad.
Yeah.
It's just you?
Are you going to call Mr. Bendo?
No, man, that make him like, it's just you.
You really got a way to make a lady feel special, Smelly.
That's my forte. You know that was.
That's what's the matter.
All right. We already passed it down. Nutty news, but I need to find this phone number, man. Give me just a second. I will find this guy's fucking number. Frank. Okay, let's go to frankdecaro.com. Welcome. All right, let's see if we can get a phone number for
you. Good thing you didn't get any of those 9 opportunities. You might have got something worse than Poison Oak.
You know why, Smelly, they call looking for a big old black dick? Because when you click on your page, there's your picture, and it's 12 times the size of you. So they're going to think that there's some good...
Oh, that's right. I got to put my Lou Haney picture up. You know what I'm saying? I had a Photoshop shit for it, you know? The swole on, put the swole on. And, man, I'll be telling my secret, man. Shit.
12 Valentine's the size of you.
Oh, man. Let me see. God damn, man. What is up? Serious? Y'all don't have fucking phone numbers. They take you right back to the website. They don't have any,
So they don't have a call-in number?
Yeah, they don't have, like, contact info. I guess if you subscribed, I guess you would get a phone number or something. I don't know. YouTube.
No, because I used to have this little prank call motherfucker by the name of Hooners. He used to call my show and prank call me. Until I found out who the fuck he was, and this motherfucker never called me again.
Well, I mean, we probably done scared the shit out there, because once I said, well, damn, that sounds like a New York number, motherfuckers hung up. So the number is, it's based out of New York, but what the fuck does that mean? Hell,
I'm using
a New York number, shit.
But you're out of
Florida. I guess that's what they might have thought, too. They might have thought, since it's a 347 number, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's a damn New York number. That's somebody around here. You know what I'm saying? Little do they know, goddammit. Bitch, you calling the Dutter South. What? Dutter South.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Where's Emily?
Fine.
She's online.
I'm trying to find you, brother. There we go.
Tell him, maybe.
Friday, all the people love you. What the fuck is that? Frank Carl, blah, blah, blah. It's got a MySpace, blah, blah, blah. None of this shit has a fucking... Make reservations. Damn it, Frank. What kind of shit is going on? If you ain't the right person, you damn so good get ragged on, boy. Shit. Damn it. Now, fucking fell in that down. Anybody came up with anything more than that? Oh, shit. Uh-oh. We got goddamn Frank calling back in. Goddamn Frank. Hold on, Frank. Let me beam you the fuck in, man. Let me beam over my buddy Frank. Get Frank home back up here, man. Hold on.
Get your strap on right here.
Oh, shit. Everybody put your straps on for Frank, man. Frank, welcome back to the show, Frank.
Hello.
Goddamn Frank.
Bend over, Frank.
All right,
hello.
Frank, what's up? We got cock for you, Frank. What's up?
Turn your speakers on, Frank.
I love a huge black cock.
There you go.
Hey, black cock lover. Black cock lover.
Hello.
Hey, black cock lover.
Hello.
Hey, try some Mexican.
I love a huge black cock.
You might want to turn your speakers down in the background.
I once sucked a black cock. It was so big, I puked all over his balls.
Hey, black cock lover. Black cock lover.
Black cock
lover.
Yes.
Black cock lover.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey,
what's up?
I have a huge black cock.
Hey, man, turn your goddamn speakers down first, man. God damn it. What the fuck is going on around here?
Most of my unborn.
Hey, people, just to let you guys know, this is Uncut Uncensored Radio. Shout out to all the motherfuckers over there on Sirius Satellite XM Radio. You know what I'm saying? But y'all ain't got to subscribe to hear this real shit. You know what I'm saying?
To hear a real show, come to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
You know what I'm saying? What a real motherfucking host radio.
One of these 6 seconds.
How big is your cock?
You know what I'm saying? But y'all ain't got to subscribe to hear this real
hey,
shit.
Hey, if you like...
more talkative than the damn police.
Go to 186.
One at a time, boys.
This motherfucker with his goddamn speakers on, man. You turn your goddamn speakers off, man, and I'll bring your ass back on to the show.
Wait a minute. If they like Mexican cum, go to 186.deuce, the worldwide radio show. Google that, bitches. 186.DUCE. If you like big Mexican cock, ladies and ladies only.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a whole, 12 days now?
We're on 11 today.
Motherfucker, you five on your day off? 11, okay.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I think I'm going berserk. I can't even touch my shit.
I once sucked the black.
And ladies only.
I went up a black cock. It was so big.
Listen, goddamn 646. If you're calling into this motherfucking show, man, you need to turn your goddamn speakers the fuck down. It makes no sense. I'm not in the motherfucking Back to the Future movie. That shit is back in 85. We in 2010 now. Please turn your shit down. If you don't turn your shit down, you would just sit there and keep talking to yourself asking for a black cop. I keep telling you, we're all white up in here. There's no black people. All right? So when you come back on here, we're all white people from Africa.
Love you. Right? Get this fuckwad off the air.
Hey, we're all white people from Africa, all right? Dude, you got to know where you're... If you're going to come on the show, you at least got to help.
Hello there. I'd like to suck with some big old black cock.
There you go.
All right. Yay.
Hello there. Yo, bend your ass over.
Brother, what's happening, Frank?
Bend your ass over. Let me get my big old black cock deep inside you, baby.
Oh, I got motherfucking Frank. Frank, let me tell you something real quick. All right.
I love words. I thank you very much.
I love me some good old black dick in me, baby. Important.
I love, as I say to my...
Doris Carlin has something to say.
We have, really.
Hey, what are having a Mexican cock? Y'all don't want no Mexican cock? Y'all just want black cock today? Is it Black Cock Wednesday?
Do you still have that?
Yeah, I'm like that. Could be Black Cock Wednesday.
Do you want some male attention, Goofy Boat?
Salada, baby.
I don't think this guy likes me too tough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, they call in and they don't stay, man. What is that all about?
Yeah, they find out you are not easy to get.
Well, shit. Yeah, this guy's not like the other host. I mean, hell, they get mad and they hang up on me. No. I'm not going to hang up on you. You know? You're welcome here.
Make sure I get my nanny on today. That's all.
On this show. Oh, yeah.
If he's not able to get his black dick, maybe he should try a glue stick.
Yeah. Try some things again. Hey, it's cool, black.
man, that's hilarious, man. Shout out to everybody who ain't got shit else to do with
medium rare. I'm sorry, people. I'm horny as hell.
No,
just fuck me in 11 days.
I don't know anything about that, but hey. Alrighty then. I'll buy that for a dollar.
I'm at the McDonald's drive-thru, people.
What, you out and about or something? Driving around?
Yeah, I gotta go chop me some marijuana today.
No. Nothing wrong with that. Alright, keep it in time for the nutty motherfucking news, man. You know what I'm saying? Going down. Up in this B.I.S. We'll see if old goddamn balls to the walls, Frank call back in. That's his new name now, people. Frank.
Frank?
Yeah. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We actually get Frank to call in. I heard you, motherfucker. Nutty News Out of Dance brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean...
Are we still on breakfast or do we gotta go to lunch? Okay, cool. Give me two hot cakes with sausage, and then let me get a extra large. Give me a Dr. Pepper.
10:22. What is that in there? 11 o'clock.
Hot cakes and sausage only. And give me two of those. With an extra large Dr. Pepper.
It's having
mashed potatoes.
Why hot cakes on
that's a player menu right there, people. That's a player. Yeah. That's a player menu right there.
That's how you order at McDonald's, people. It's on das Nummer Dorf. Oh, wait a minute. That was Spanish. My bad. Anyways, people, in Las Vegas, shouts out to my homeboy Six Figures. You know what I'm saying? Down there holding it down. Yeah. Something like that. He doing better. Yeah, Lions chomp on trainer's leg at Las Vegas MGM Grand. And I've been there. Well, we've been there. You know what I'm saying? Me and the goofer. Oh, yeah. Holding it down. But we didn't see none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? 400-pound male lion attacked a male trainer at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino, severely biting his leg before another trainer and a lioness were able to break up the interspecies feud.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Declined to release his or the lion's name. What the fuck do we care about the lion's name?
Hey, Smelly, that's the little part. I don't think we went in the MGM Grand.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't go. Yeah, we didn't hit the MGM because that's where all the shows and shit was going on.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't get to see a goddamn fucking trainer's leg bit off and shit.
When you guys going again to Vegas?
November. Got a couple more months, people. November's coming
Amber,
out.
I might show up there.
You didn't go.
Show up. Shit. I got motherfuckers that goddamn want to come, so I'm coming. If motherfuckers say they want to come, then I should be bringing my comedian friend, and I should be bringing another DJ friend. So, you know, go and get it in.
Who am I sharing with?
Oh, you want to share with me, girl?
Who are you sharing with? Woman, the rule ain't nothing but, well, at the secret spot. We have the secret spot where rules
are
very
wild, wild west.
Unless you all want to be like ballers, y'all can go over the bridge. But if y'all want to chill out with the true pimps playing hustler, then y'all go hang at the wild, wild west. Dollar bills, dollar hot dogs. Goddamn. Yeah.
You're
right, cowboy. Well, sorry. That was the standout of the whole trip. You know what I'm saying? Fucking dollar dogs and beer. Yeah, fucking hell.
You can't beat that, people. I'm sorry. You can't beat that.
Free drinks in the casino for $1.
Shit. You can't beat that, people.
You
got
to hear with Goofball to learn that technique, man. Huh? You say you don't drink. Is that what you say, Heaven Angel? You don't drink?
I don't think at that time. Are the drinks watered down, or do they juice them up?
No, hell no, no. We talking
about hell no. You get fucked up.
Drinks.
You never been to Vegas? Heavenly Angel.
What?
You never been to Vegas?
No, I have not been to Vegas. I've been invited several times. I've never gone.
Oh, my God. Heavenly Angel.
Now that they got it all set up like they do now, I'm ready. Check it out.
Heavenly Angel, I'm telling you, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, they saw that.
Unless you motherfuckers YouTube the shit, you know what I'm saying? God damn.
Let's bring back a disease.
You can check out YouTube, goddammit. If y'all want to know how it really went down in Vegas, man. Matter of fact, didn't I show y'all the Vegas videos for me and Goofy Bone?
Yes, I got them saved.
Oh, well. Getting good for you, that shit. Oh.
La-di-da, la-di-di.
Saving the evidence up. That's what we see.
Okay. Well, there's always room on my bed if a heavenly angel wants to go to heaven. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Right.
I've been there and back, baby.
Huh?
Well, then let me take you to hell, then.
That might be even better.
Perry Alano. Oh.
Sign on the door.
Oh, my bad. MGM declined to release his or the lion's name, but a spokeswoman told the press the trainer was not on the MGM staff, okay, and was eager to get back to work. Yeah. The U.S. Agricultural Department is reportedly investigating the incident to see what could have provoked the lion to attack. Probably an untrained goddamn so-called trainer who wasn't even supposed to be in the motherfucking cage any goddamn way. It just said the trainer was not on the MGM staff. So what the fuck was he doing in the goddamn cage with the fucking lion or tiger, whatever the fuck? Right. Anybody smell anything?
No, I don't know. It smells like shit.
Bell of the ward. Oh, yeah. For the dumbass to jump in.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Hey, Smelly.
Hey, Goofy.
I'm gonna put myself on mute. I gotta go handle some business.
Gotta handle
I'm
use
your left-handed
Heavenly Angel, I want to use you. That's what I want to use.
I'm strange and different.
Man,
it's been 11 days now. I understand. It's all good.
I need a new mineral this way.
11 days and you're going crazy?
Yeah, I told him he's just 11 days and he's gone crazy. You need to try 12 years and go crazy.
Welcome to Celibacy Radio with your celibate host.
No, celibate no, no. So good. It's a big black dick, baby.
Celibate so good. Oh, yeah. Ah, man, let's go over here to China, people, which this is going to be super funny. Woman hit by falling cat. Sues 200 people.
Falling cat.
Now, what the funniest thing of that is, I didn't know they had cats in China. Oh! Not bad.
Not running not around then, you don't.
Not bad. A Chinese woman knocked out by a cat falling from a block of flats is to sue 200 residents because none will admit responsibility. Ah, man. Damn, they fucked up. You wake up with some
shit.
Ah, man. Tang my wrong. Damn, me wrong. Tang me wrong. That's the lady's name, people. Not bullshit. Tang me wrong or my wrong, however you want to call it. That shit still sounds fucked up. Of Chongqing City, was sent to the hospital after being hit by the cat. Tang says she will sue all 200 residents whose flats face the street if none of them come forward to take the responsibility for your pussy hitting me in the head. Ah, man. You got hit in the head by pussy. Isn't that funny? Ah, man.
Pussy like that.
You know what I mean? Pussy on you got pussy on the brain. Yeah. Literally. Nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, cannibal restaurant was a vegetarian hoax. Yeah, I think I read about that the other day. The German Vegetarian Society, or VEBU, revealed the website for restaurant Flime. Or phlegm, which I said the other day, which requested diners donate any part of their body for cooking and sought the services of an open-minded surgeon. What they hoax to raise awareness of the evils of eating meat. In Britain's The Daily Telegraph reported, the website had drawn international attention and condemnation from German politicians. Why do you eat raw food? Are you a cannibal? Why would you get upset, people, if you don't partake in those practices? Only if you partake in those practices. Oh, okay. In the good old UK, a nuttiest place on the planet, prize-winning parakeet is assassinated by rival breeder. Somebody's been bird now. No. Man.
You got that out of the way? Uh-oh. Are you okay, Spani?
Got it out of the way. Right.
He's joking. Somebody call 911.
Oh yeah, call your 911.
Nah, he needs to get bucked.
That's gonna really help. Pull us out. We need help in America. Right. Ear. Yeah. People don't ask me how I know how the damn German police sound, but yeah, I'm pretty familiar with them. Okay, top UK parakeet breeder believes a rival was responsible for assassinating his champion bird and stealing 21 other prize-winning parakeets. The London Telegraph reported Andrew Cooley, 58, of Cornwall. Boy, look at his funny names, Cornwall. Should have used that one for Frank calling in. Hey, Cornwall, you want to corn my wall there, Frank? All right. Go to southwestern England. Had been away from his home for a few hours when he returned to find his champion, Pinme Pride, stamped to death, and $3,090 worth of parakeets missing. Somebody has too much motherfucking time on their hands. Yeah.
Talking about Cornwall, have you ever seen the Jackass episodes where they found out that there is a town in the USA called Uranus?
Oh, well, yeah.
They go to the town and they ask questions to people like, are there a lot of trucks coming in and out of Uranus?
Ain't no fucking way, man. Ain't no fucking way. It's a town called Uranus.
Well, there is. Maybe it's spelled a little different, like the planet Uranus.
Let's find out. Because either way, that's hilarious.
Let me see if I can find that clip.
Town of Uranus. There we go. Let's find out where that is. Town of Uranus is in Uran. Nah. The main occupation of the people in Uran is fishing.
That sounded funny.
While in the garden. Oh, wait a minute. They got that thing. According to Wikipedia.
And how many people are living in Uranus?
What was that?
Uranus. How many people are living in Uranus?
I mean, it just, you know, it don't matter how you say that. You know what I'm saying? It's like... That's Uranus to it, and yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, let's see. What we got?
Do a lot of natural disasters happen in Uranus?
In Uranus. Seems like you have a lot of activity in Uranus. Right. Yeah. Let's see here.
You guys got a lot of balls today.
There's a lot of shit going on in Uranus.
Hey. What is the Uranus? I wonder. I meant, this is going way past where it used to be, people. Way past. And it's not a bunch of scientific crap.
I heard they did a bank robbery today in Uranus.
Uranus? Where do they hide it? In Uranus. Oh. That's my
Well, outside Uranus. We don't know where.
Outside trade. All right, people, that's getting way off of the shitty. Shitty end, deep end, yeah. Miss PC Bone is in the building. Shout out to Miss PC Bone. Good thing she wasn't here for all the prank callers. You know, Miss PC Bone don't like that. Y'all prank callers be calling her show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how big is your hard drive, lady? Let me flat your screen. Oh, yeah, babe, I want to defragment your hard drive. Let me clean up your disk space. Oh, man. Man, people can make something sound so motherfucking nasty. You know what I'm saying? Simple electronics, people. Wow. Who would have ever thought? In California, bobcat climbing power pole starts a 5-acre fire. Damn, they got bobcats walking around. Oh, because they got them wooded areas and shit, yeah. Yeah, I can believe that. A bobcat climbing a power pole got electrocuted. Alrighty then. And sparked a 5-acre brush fire in California's Ventura County. Coyote Fire Captain Dan Preston told the Ventura County Star that the bobcat was apparently chasing an owl or another bird when it touched the power lines, caught fire, and fell to the ground in a rural area near Peru. Piru. Hit, hit. Piru. Cry. Oh, my bad. That's fucked up, though. Man. Hey, that's that. Now, think of that sight, though.
The Chronicles of Man.
Yeah, you standing outside. You had to walk outside. You hear some pants. You look up, and a big-ass fucking whatever the hell that is, because you don't want to kiss the power line, it instantly fried. So it was probably like a black fur ball smoking on fire and shit when it hit the ground. Ugh. That's fucked up. Okay. In Australia, this is going to piss some people off. Teacher conducts blood tests using same needle on 18 students. Right. A group of Australian high school students who were dumb as hell to even use that shit, underwent tests for possible blood-borne viruses, including HIV, after a teacher took blood tests for class members using the same needle. 18 students in the southern Tasmania were trying to test the pH levels of their blood during a class experiment. The science dumbass teacher involved made an attempt to sterilize the needle with methylated spirits between tests.
Okay.
What the hell is methylated spirits?
It sounds like something you don't want in your blood.
Well, I can pretty much, yeah. Damn, that's fucked up. Nonetheless, he does receive an award, people, for doing some dumb shit like that and putting your children in danger. And definitely in harm's way because, you know, that you could have gave them motherfuckers AIDS. And nobody would know who. One out of 18 of the motherfuckers could have AIDS, you know what I'm saying? Or some kind of goddamn sexually transmitted disease, and you just passed that on.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And, this is a dual award, actually. For the simple fact that I don't give a shit. If I'm in high school, I wasn't even with motherfucking doing no needles outside of the nurse's office anyway. So, you know, you dumbass high school students should have known better than, you know what I'm saying, had this motherfucker stick some goddamn needle from what, man, come on.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
It just amazes people.
I'm not sticking a needle in my arm voluntarily.
Well, these will be the people that will be running your future. These are the youth of today. But they're in Australia, so good. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Anyways. Bring that shit down here like Paul Hogan. You know what I mean? Crocodile Dundee. In New York, man is arrested for defending home from gang members. Probably the same gang members that say they don't get respect from law enforcement. Oh, man. He was arrested for protecting his property and family, but it's how the Long Island man did it that police say he crossed the line. He got an AK-47 assault rifle, which everybody knows, bitch, this is not Iran or Afghanistan. Those are their hometown weapons that their children walk around with. Pulled the trigger and he ended up in jail. George Greer said he had to use his rifle to stop what he thought was going to be an invasion of his Uniondale home by a gang he thought might have been the vicious MS-13.
The what?
MS-13.
Uh-huh. What's that?
MS-13. I don't know. Yeah. Mainly sissies, and it's 13 of us. I don't know. That's a fucking game, you know what I mean? Fucking punks. Anyways, man. That gang shit is for the birds anyways. These sissy motherfuckers out there be punks be getting in the games. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no real motherfuckers to get in the games no more. No punk-ass motherfuckers who just want to belong to somebody to get babysat. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, raise me, man, because my father doesn't want to raise me anymore. Punk ass out here. Anyways, in Milton, I don't know where the hell that is, but wife sets husband's stuff on fire over a J-Lo movie? Wow. I mean, she has a big ass, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't think of you. He'll take that far. I mean, geez.
He is kind of jealous.
A little over that. When deputies arrived, they noticed a boat parked in front of a trailer was partially burned. Flames had reached the side of the trailer. Robert told deputies he had been in an altercation with his wife, Shannon Riska, the night before, and that they watched a movie that starred the actress Jennifer Lopez, according to the report. And Robert stated his wife was very jealous of the actress and did not like seeing her in the movie. Alrighty. I'll buy that for a dollar. But to the wife, yeah, nonetheless. Go ahead and bless her with a little something, something. Here you go, wifey.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get arrested on your day off. Yeah. Pretty crazy, man. Miss Computer Lady, man, go ahead and drop in any of your info, you know what I'm saying, that you got for your up-and-coming shows. You know I go ahead and get that good promo going down, you know. And what is this? Hey, get out of my backyard there, Heavenly Angel. Stop camming me. All right, people, let's keep this thing. We've got a couple more minutes left, and then give you a couple more articles. Man, I got to get out of the door. Famous toilets tour becoming popular. Guess where? In Germany. Oh. Tour guide Anna Hoff wanted to take visitors to Berlin off the beaten track and came up with the novel idea of showing them some of the German capital's most famous toilets. She takes groups around the cities as lavatories, telling them about the history of the toilets' development from biblical times to the present day, and showing them how to use it. I mean, I'm just... showing them toilets ranging from the oldest and most primitive to the newest and most technical. And then she shows you how to use them. Yeah. Yeah. That's the highlight of the tour. Oh, yeah, man. Did you see that chick squatting down over that medieval toilet? Oh, yeah. She was hot. Right. Pennsylvania. Police use stun gun on man fighting a fire at his house. Okay, somebody need to check on Easy Rider. Goddamn you. Oh, man. Yeah, this sounds like Easy. Police had to use a stun gun on a Pittsburgh area man whose house was on fire because they say the man was endangering himself trying to battle the blaze with a garden hose. Right. Officials in North Bell Vernon say the fire broke out and spread to two houses. When firefighters arrived on the scene, one homeowner was trying to fight the flames with a garden hose. And you didn't feel that you needed to get your dumb ass out of the way so these people could come and do their job. Alrighty then. I'll buy that for $2. Let me get a little beam up here and see what information he got. Oh, friend, my fucking nose is killing me. Oh, I'm sorry, people. Sound of suffering. Sound of suffering. Konnichiwa, this computer lady.
Hey there, Smelly.
Konnichiwa. Yeah, the language, massacred language for this month is Japanese.
Okay, so how do you pronounce it again?
Konnichiwa.
All right, konnichiwa. Smelly.
Konnichiwa. When you're talking to the world, it's konnichiwa, bitches.
Only you.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa,
real quick. Konnichiwa, bitches. Konnichiwa, bitches.
At the moment.
Oh. You eating?
Yeah, I'm eating.
Yeah, how you doing? Like, konnichiwa. And konnichiwa to everybody. It's been quite a while.
Thank you very much.
We got Miss Heavenly Angel on the line. We got old Washington.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, Heavenly Angel.
How you doing?
Well, how about it, God again, goddammit. What's going on? How you doing today? You calling in so I can defragment your hard drive.
Well, I've been missing you all. Been a lot going on, but I said I had some time, so I wanted to drop by and do some greetings to everybody.
Stick my jump drive into your USB port. You know what I'm saying?
I've been missing you too, Phil.
Oh, man, that's too crazy. Uh-oh. Shit, I got to calm down my comb. Maintain low comb. Somebody caught me trying to stick my hard drive in your USB port. Hold on. God damn it. Hopefully he didn't hear that last line. Oh, you got to love that, people. Wake up. Welcome, konnichiwa, bitches. Okay.
Hello.
Goofy Bone, konnichiwa.
We still on mute?
Yeah, probably so. He done muted his goddamn self and shit.
Uh-oh.
Unmute yourself there, Blaxican.
Was missing you, Miss Cobb, on anybody's show.
Hey, what's poppin'? We live on the Starship Smelly Fries. What's up, man? We live on the Starship Smelly Fries. My homeboy DJ Smell So Good.
All right. Where you at?
I'm over here chilling in an undisclosed area. Area 51.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Undisclosed area, Area 51. Yeah, good one.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see.
Annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Smelly,
I just sent you a picture.
That was nice.
You know, I thought you was going to start rapping on that motherfucker. I thought you smell the pride back. I thought you were going to rap like right now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
He was feeling it, man. He was feeling it.
I can't do that.
I can hear it.
Konnichiwa.
Hey, but shout out to everybody down in California, you know what I'm saying, from Tampa, Florida, and I'm stressing the weed.
I'm on the radio. Y'all think I'm fucking around over here? Nah, this ain't one of
Yeah, man, we all the way from the 30 South. This is Record Head Radio worldwide. Internet radio.
We're live on Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if you can hear me now. Konnichiwa, Goofy. How
Shit. Is that Miss Computer Lady?
That's your wife, man.
This computer lady, my friends over here, they love you over here. They just want to say what's up to you.
Hey, Hey, what's up, Dama?
Dama.
They want to download some information to your hard drive. You know what I'm saying?
They want to put their USB stick in your slot.
What's up, Miss Computer Lady? What you doing?
Hey there, baby.
Your Roberta drive.
Lucky.
Oh, man. Oh, my bad. What did you say? Is he hitting a bonk?
What's up?
Damn, that's a hard ass bong. This dude made a bong out of a model airplane.
He made a bong out of a model airplane.
Yeah, he like hitting out of the cockpit. You know, he got his mouth to the cockpit and the jet propellers on the goddamn. Goddamn.
Oh hell! No.
Now you want to see the image and shit? Go down, scroll down to co-pilots. This is the next article I'm gonna read. Goddamn. But, there you go. Bam.
I got to do some shit.
All right, well, keep it smoking, dude. Keep it smoking. Oh, yeah. We're getting high. We're getting high. Oh. Co-pilot's not necessary. Yeah, let the flight attendants land the plane. That's what I'm talking about. I wish I was on that flight. I cut every single one of you motherfuckers out. Yeah. The outspoken head of budget carrier Ryanair, make sure y'all don't motherfucking fly that shit, says co-pilots are not necessary on passenger planes and could be eliminated to save money.
Oh, yeah.
Why does everyone, why does every plane have two pilots? I mean, really, you only need one pilot. Says Ryanair.
The other one sleepy, the other one takes over.
Well,
one has a heart attack, too.
The CEO is saying this, Mr. Michael O'Leary. This is not just coming from, you know, Joe Schmo and shit. This is the CEO, people. And I guess that's why they're showing him hitting the fucking airplane like it's a bomb. Yeah, he was definitely smoking on something. And I don't think it's marijuana related. All righty, then. Let's take out the second pilot. Let the bloody computer fly it. He goes on to say a flight attendant on each plane could be trained to help with landing in case something goes wrong.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, people, we got an emergency. Pilot has fallen ill, but no worries. The flight attendant will land the plane.
Damn. Excuse me, passengers of flight 99999. This is the flight attendant. We have slight difficulties in the cabin. The pilot has passed out. And I am the only second one in command, and I have 6 weeks worth of training. I will now land the plane. Please kiss your ass goodbye.
Good.
Thank you. I mean, some dead-ass motherfuckers. Shit. All right. And watch your dicks on chicks. These are the last two people. We can get the fuck up out of here and go smoke some weed in the real world. Another party. Goddamn, man. At the White House dance event. Yeah. I mean, they don't have more. Well, people, if I was the president, you could imagine what the hell the White House would be looking like right now. Yeah. Yeah, shit, dude.
For
the White House lawn would be green, that's not the grass you should be walking on. You know what I'm saying?
For starters, it would have had workout equipment laying around in the entire White House.
Oh, you know that, man. Every room is a workout room. I got my buff on, you know, blood in every room, you know what I'm saying? Can't be too far away from your good herb, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Like, damn. Oh, wait. It's a blunt missing. Where's the housekeeper? The stately White House, East Room, home to many, a bill signing and ceremonial gathering, becomes a stage. What the hell is a pirouette?
Pirouette? That's what you...
Oh, that's the dude that do the breathing and shit. You know what I'm saying? The pyro dude.
Pyro,
alcohol and... Okay. Pirouettes, jetties, gravity-defying leaps, and maybe even some bumps and grinds. All righty then. As Michelle Obama inaugurates a new dance series, dancers of all types, ballet, modern, hip-hop, and Broadway, take over the room as if you motherfuckers ain't got nothing else to do. Boy, God damn. And they use the black people to make you look think that, you know what I'm saying, the White House is doing anything in period. I mean, Bush wasn't doing nothing when he was in the motherfucker, but taking 3,000 trips around the world, except for the places that they told him to keep his punk pasty face ass away from, like Afghanistan, Iran, and mostly all the goddamn Middle Eastern states. But, hey, this way the cookie crumbles. This is the last one, man. We're going to talk about old goddamn Reginald Diddy. How about that? Rodney King. Yeah, not Rodney King. I mean Reginald Diddy. That's the white dude that got whooped. Now, my bad. Talk about other dude got his ass whooped. Rodney King. Yeah, is engaged to a juror who awarded him $3.8 million. That's what I'm talking about. Good times, good times. Police beating victim, Rodney King, is engaged to one of the jurors who awarded him a $3.8 million settlement. King and Cynthia Kelly said they first felt a romantic spark, probably when you see that knot on his goddamn forehead and the dishes he was suing for. Oh, man, anyways. When they met in a Newport Beach pizzeria the day after the controversial 1994 jury award. Both were married at the time, which complicated the blossoming relationship. And I'll buy that for $2. Because yeah. I think you had something up your sleeve.
You'll buy that for $3.8
million. Yeah, for $3.8 million. Girl, all you got to do is get me this money, and we going to be straight. Shit. Damn. Well, people, that would do it for the Nutty News of the day. This is Weed State Wednesday presents Smoke in Progress, and that means smoke in progress. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And since most people don't think I motherfucking rap, which I do every once in a while, especially when we have some political issues going on, I come up with a few catchy little punchlines here and there. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody has never heard this song, please sit back and enjoy. Continue smoking, and don't forget to pass the blunt. Peace out, people. Much love,
bye,
Heavenly
bye,
Angel at the top, Miss Computer Lady, Mr. Side 9, and old Mr. Goofy. And thank you, Frank, I Want Black Cock.
Bye-bye,
Mr. Frank, I Want Black Cock from Sires Radio. Russell Martley, whoever the fuck you was. And everybody that's riding out with the WDGE radio right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Peace out.
Just want to feel good. Pass the blunt. Pass the blunt. It's time to fly up. It's time to fly up.
As I puff her past, but nobody's a sight. Ooh, we the whole that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gun in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her past and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack, powder, and pills selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood. And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
And blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow the show, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire.
the bone for me and pass the toast. I told you before, don't listen to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beach, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that beat, nigga, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to pop up, it's time to pop up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to pop up.
Finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's a green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, I'm coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out there and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Sizzle, and then we out.
You can roll it in Eskimos, or you can roll it in Phillies. You can roll it in White Owls, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get drunk. It's time to get drunk, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel alive. It's time to fire up, so pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. It's time to fire up, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. It's time to fire up. Natural herb, nothing but something from the earth.